Proclamation number 7035, dated the February 6, 1958. Strengthening of will through Jesus Christ. Assessment of will. The will is enough where the deed cannot be implemented. For you humans are judged according to your inclination of will. However, this does not absolve you becoming active, from employing your will, providing the latter is feasible. For words alone are not enough, your resolve must be serious, and a serious will indeed do whatever is within a person's power, but that you will also be given strength as soon as I recognize your serious will goes without saying, otherwise I would be unable to hold you to account for omissions you could have acted upon. Nevertheless, you need help in order to be able to make a firm decision in the first place. The only purpose of your earthly life is your free decision of will, but you would hardly make the right choice were this will not strengthened through Jesus Christ. Although every person is capable of direct his will towards me, he would nevertheless repeatedly succumb to weakness of will again and therefore often fail to implement his will. Yet changing his will towards me already enables me to guide him to the salvation work's source of divine grace. It enables me to provide him with strength and to influence him through my spirit, so that he will be impelled into actions of love. And thus he can already receive an influx of strength if he complies with this inner urging. But only through help by Jesus Christ will assured spiritual progress be possible, otherwise his will would keep flagging again as a result of my adversary's temptations, who still has power over a person as long as he is not yet released from his guilt of sin. All the same, a will inclined towards me is very highly valued by me, and I won't rest until the human being has taken the path to the cross. For I truly have sufficient means at my disposal in order to achieve this, if only the person allows his thoughts of me to take effect in him. Then I will also be entitled to fight for this person against my adversary. If, however, a person approaches Jesus Christ consciously, his resolve will not so easily weaken anymore. For then he will consciously pursue the goal and also always let the deed follow the will and thus ascend and attain maturity of soul. For Jesus Christ's help does not solely consist of strengthening the will but also in the creation of opportunities to actively practice neighborly love. However, my adversary knows how to limit even kind-hearted activity. He understands how to harden his followers' hearts such that they will prohibit loving actions for their fellow human beings. And these followers are real vassals of Satan. For they decisively intervene in the spiritual development. However, they won't achieve their purpose, for where people's loving activity is prohibited, I assess the will and credit it like an accomplished deed. And my adversary will manage to achieve that my divine commandments of love will be repealed where the will is still so weak that it does not offer in our resistance. Yet I evaluate the human being's heart and not the externally visible deed, but neither do I absolve anyone able of implementing this deed from accomplishing it. Thus you have yet another explanation, that and why I expect actions of love from you. That and why the serious will to help is judged in the same way where the action must necessarily be omitted. Yet I am not satisfied with the will alone which, without becoming active, is lacking the required sincerity. However, as long as you have not yet taken the path to Jesus Christ, your resolve will still be very weak. Therefore you should avail yourselves of the blessings of the act of salvation in order to come out of this weakness of will. But then you will pursue your goal with great vigor by complying with my will, to become absorbed in love for me and your fellow human beings and to thereby acquire the heavenly kingdom for yourselves. Amen.